Live from the No Panic Zone, I am America's voice. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show, and here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the city of Ann Arbor has decided that taking a trip and never leaving the farm is a great idea. In fact, they're making magic mushrooms and other hallucinogenic drugs legal. Brilliant. Number two, Veep Senator Kamala Harris was campaigning in Michigan, trying to drum up votes for her and former Vice President Joe Biden in the Democratic ticket. She told the crowd that when they vote, things change. But is that really true, Democrats? And number one, the fun police have arrived. The fun police are here. Warning you that trick-or-treating and costume parties, haunted houses and corn mazes, and all of those things are high risk. High risk. Really? Isn't that something? High risk to go have some fun. And I wanted to talk about this because we needed something a little bit different to discuss today for a moment. And honestly, how can trick-or-treating be dangerous? If you have pre-wrapped plastic-lined candy, in addition, I suppose. The guidelines put up by the CDC on Monday cover a wide range of holidays, including Halloween and Thanksgiving, of course. Three different risk groups from the CDC, low, moderate, and high. High-risk activities. Let's go through those, shall we? High-risk activities include trick-or-treating, trunk-or-treating, going to costume parties, going to indoor haunted houses where people may be crowded together and screaming, and going on hay rides or tractor rides with people who are not in your household, even though they're outdoors. Going to fall festivals, bad. If it's not in your community, if you're not having a fall festival right in your backyard, it's bad. Everything's bad. Here's moderate risk from the CDC. One-way trick-or-treating, in which candy is lined up for the families to grab and go. Having a small group outdoor open-air costume parade where people are more than 6 feet, that's a moderate risk. Come on. Okay. Speaking of masks, a costume mask is not a substitute for a cloth mask, according to the CDC. They should not be used unless it is made of two or more layers of breathable fabric that covers the mouth and nose, so on and so forth. If screaming will likely occur, greater distance advised. Well, here's the encouraged safe alternatives. Low risk. Safe activities include carving and decorating pumpkins with members of your household and displaying them outside at a safe distance. You can do it with neighbors or friends as long as they're on the other side of the yard, not in your apartment. Yes, yes, yes. Doing a Halloween scavenger hunt where kids are given lists of Halloween-themed things to look for while they walk outdoors from house to house, also encouraged. Why would they be walking from house to house? A virtual Halloween costume contest. Yeah, because we're all just dying to do another virtual event. Kids just can't wait to do another virtual event and not see their friends. I mean, they just cannot wait any longer. All right, there's your fun police update for today. Nothing fun is allowed. All right, here you go. Clerks across Michigan, here's an update on the election. Planning to mail more than 2.2 million absentee ballots to Michigan voters this week. Michigan law requires clerks send out absentee ballots 45 days ahead of Election Day. Clerks started sending ballots to military and overseas voters September 19th. Absentee ballots for domestic voters will start being mailed Thursday, September 24th, but that's not 45 days out. That's not 45 days out. Here's something for you, by the way, while they're going out. And probably, excuse me, a really good idea. Absentee ballot application fraud is a felony under a bill pending in the Michigan House and Senate. It would increase the penalty for fraudulently submitting absentee ballot applications. Senate Bill 977 and 978 would make filing a petition, or filling out an application, I should say, to receive ballots falsely By providing false statements on the application or forging a signature, a felony punishable by 5 years in jail and a $1,000 fine. More than ever, there's a lot being imposed on our clerks and a lot of faith being put in them. No word on whether or not the governor would sign that, but I've got a guess for you. The answer is no, the governor's not going to make it a felony. What if somebody just made a mistake and it was innocent? Here's a note from Vic. I worked at the polls for the first time in East Lansing for the primaries. I was the only conservative out of six people. I had to go with the head poll worker to deliver the ballots because I was the only Republican. I asked what she does if there is no Republican. She says she calls and has someone come to accompany her. If they can have all one party at a poll place, what guarantee do they have that both parties present when counting ballots? She said East Lansing is very liberal, hard to find Republicans that are willing to do the job. And let that be a lesson to you out there. If you've got the time, this is the year to volunteer. Don't just assume it's okay. In fact, assume that it's not. I'm not saying don't trust your neighbors, just, you know, trust but verify, said a guy I remember by the name of Ronald Wilson Reagan. Trust but verify. If you've got the time and the opportunity and the ability to do so, you should volunteer to be a poll worker, to be an observer at a polling place. Bring your mask. It cannot have any, of course, political advertising on it, but bring your mask and be prepared to stay for a few hours. Do your best. In the city of East Lansing, 8,500 have requested absentee ballots as an example. She said, the clerk there, Jen Schuster, says it's an unprecedented record-breaking amount for our jurisdiction, but jurisdictions across the state, given the fact that people are opting to vote by mail. Requests for absentee ballots are processed by the local clerk's office, which compares signatures on applications to signatures in the Michigan Qualified Voter File. That's the signature that is on file when you go to the Secretary of State and get your driver's license or state ID. Then we have to make sure we are issuing the correct ballot style and so on and so forth. A lot going on here, a lot of moving parts. There are a lot of moving parts. Unusual times, to say the least, and that's why in these unusual times, I would say you need somebody that you can trust when it comes to investing your money. I trust Craig Stiles in Ameriprise because he gets it. He's different. He talks. He has a conversation. He learns about you and your family. He learned about me and Ivy. He did. And he took time to ask questions that I haven't been asked before, and that's okay. Do you like your guy? I like mine. Craig Stiles in Ameriprise, 517-483-4893. 517-483-4893, anywhere in Michigan, give Craig a call. He can introduce you to the Desideri approach, which is a unique approach to take all of your data, all of your information, crush it down, and give you the best answers to where to invest your money, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Craig Stiles, give him a call, 517-483-4893. Tell him I sent you over. He'll be grateful. So will I. 14 after on a Wednesday.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Moving Michigan forward.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dteCleanEnergy.com. DTE. At DTE, our number one priority is your safety. So DTE is constantly monitoring and inspecting our natural gas infrastructure to make sure it's safe. But if you do smell gas or hear hissing, leave the area immediately. Call 911 and then DTE at 800-947-5000. We will send someone right away to check it out. Please, if you suspect a gas leak, make the call. DTE.